Yo, what's schmaggin', NBA hoop fans, the 2K alumni, the 2K community, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, you know the voice, man. It's L. Scott Fitzgerald, the young Demi got his back. We lit. I'm watching the NBA draft right now, y'all. Follow me on Twitter at JustLScott. I am on there right now. HOF Press Badge is the handle where all of the podcast drops, so make sure that you guys check it out. New Orleans is on the clock right now. 30 seconds left. Round number one, pick number eight. If you guys are sleeping under a rock and you don't know who has been picked so far, let me just get your hip real swift. Zion Williamson, number one, to the Pelicans. Ja Morant, number two, to the Memphis Grizzlies. RJ Barrett, number three, to the New York Knicks. DeAndre Hunter, picked by the Lakers. The pick is going to the Hawks. That pick was made number four overall. Number five is Darius Garland, going to the Cavaliers. Don't know what they're going to do with that pick yet. There's been trades, you know what I'm saying, low-key, under the radar, you know what I'm saying, stuff is going on. So that's the top five. It is Williamson, Morant, Barrett, the pick is in for number eight. I'm looking at Barrett, number three overall, DeAndre Hunter, number four overall, and then number five is Darius Garland. Number six, we had the Minnesota Timberwolves. They went and picked a guy who I didn't think that they would pick. But they went on and picked Jared Culver, and I'm mad about it because I wanted the Bulls to get him, and the Bulls had to select Coby White. Thought that they were going to try and get this Patrick Beverley deal done, but with them picking Coby White, it seems like they're going to have to do some talking to Minnesota to get that thing right. You know what I'm saying? Things happened. So that happened at number seven, man. The Bulls did whatever. They pulled the trigger, and I don't know if I like that pick at all, but you know what I'm saying? Things happen. It's what it is, man, at this moment. I'm not going to go too far into it, being real pissed off about it, giving it too much energy, because who knows what happened by the end of this night. But number eight pick overall, the Pelicans made a pick, and they picked Jackson Hayes. So what's been, you know, kind of thrown under the radar is the fact that they have Jahlil Okafor. Jahlil Okafor, at this point, he was injured and stuff like that, but he's been thrown under the radar, and he should be, you know what I'm saying? He's going to, they've redone his contract, so now he's going to be there for a little while. So you got him, along with Zion and Lonzo and Brandon Ingram. Now we've got Jackson Hayes, so it is what it is. Number nine on the clock, man, we've got Washington Wizards. Back to, you know what I'm saying, what I was saying, Jackson Hayes is a center. They're gonna take him and I guess have him work around the Julius Randle thing. Maybe Julius Randle will be thrown in a trade. He says he wants out, so who doesn't want Julius Randle at this point? He's doing pretty good. He's got himself, his face is clean, you know what I'm saying? So he's looking like he could be put somewhere and won't be put on a shelf, you feel me? He'll be put somewhere where he'll be able to showcase his talents, you feel me? The Washington Wizards, right now, they're on the clock, and this is funny because as they're on the clock, they don't have any, at this moment, they don't have a GM. So they don't have any direction in what they're going to do with their pick right now. So, I mean, Cam Reddish is there now. They just got rid of Otto Porter. They might as well go ahead and go forward and pick him up, man. Cam Reddish can, because he does not need to drop out of the top 10. These picks have been going basically in order how people have kind of seen him. Cam Reddish right now, excuse me, has not been picked. I apologize. I am up, excited, you know what I'm saying, hype around, you know what I'm saying, the draft and everything, but I am tired a little bit, but I got to do it for the culture, you feel me, got to do it for the podcast. This man, Hall of Fame Press Badge, the show, L. Scott Fitzgerald, just the name, basketball is the game. Appreciate you guys for rocking with me, man. Shout outs to Chet Sports, Tom Downey, and Jim Crowther. They're doing an NBA draft live right now. Shout outs to Mojo99 on YouTube. Don't know who he is in the 2K community. You need to check him out and get hip. I believe Crispy Flakes is doing something too. Couple other people on here. I should just check it out and see who's on here. I'm not gonna do that. Sign up and deposit and pick one. No, I'm not gonna do that. Definitely not gonna do that. Okay. Ninth pick is in. Washington Wizards have selected Rui Hachimura. Alright. Well. Mr. Hachimura went way higher up in the draft than I thought he would. That's crazy. We're on to number 10, though. So, right now, it is Williamson number 1, Ja Morant number 2. We've got RJ Barrett at 3. We've got DeAndre Hunter at 4. We've got Darius Garland at 5, Jarrett Culver at 6, Kobe White at 7 with the Bulls. You got pick number 8 being the Pelicans pick. They picked Jackson Hayes from Texas. And now number 9 pick is Rui Hachimura. Looking at their current lineup right now, it's a mess, man. They got Dwight Howard, they got Rui Hachimura, they got Jabari Parker, and they got Bradley Beal. Shout outs to John Wall. Hopefully he has a speedy recovery. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he doesn't have to miss all of next season. But it is what it is, man. Things happen. And pick number 10 to Atlanta. But it's not really Atlanta's pick anymore. It's all up to the Pelicans, man. I don't understand the Pelicans pick where they picked DeAndre Hunter. They wanted him so bad when DeAndre Hunter is going to be the same position, but he's going to do almost the exact opposite of what everything that Josh Collins does right now for the Hawks. Josh, he's super tall, you know what I'm saying, super athletic. He's going to dunk. He's going to play the lanes like he's supposed to, set nice picks. He's going to put pressure on you because he can hit a jump shot. He can put the ball on the floor, do a couple of dribble moves, and get a couple of jump shots off. He's not fully polished yet, but pardon me, but them getting DeAndre Hunter is kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? The 10th pick is in now. We've got Atlanta making this pick. They got it from Dallas last year with the trade of Trae Young and Luka, so this pick right here is going to go to Pelicans, I believe, and they pick Cam Reddish. Cam Reddish in Atlanta, man. Cam Reddish is a pick from Atlanta. So, they're doing something, man. Atlanta, right now, having all of these picks in this first round, they've done what they can. They've done what they have. And it's over. The first 10 picks are in. These are the guys that were picked first, in the first, you know what I'm saying, top 10. Of course, more trades will be happening tonight. I will be staying on top of this. You know what I'm saying? I will be getting the bags dirty. I will be probably bringing back some, you know what I'm saying, some content later on. Just to go ahead and react now, just a fist reaction, just to get it out the way. Zion crying tears, shedding real crocodile tears, along with the Dookies. I don't know, the Dookie boys, maybe they just go ahead and all cry. You know what I'm saying? He's not up there. He's not doing his interview as of yet, but he's walking up there to go accept his award. So, me, his award. Go accept his handshake and go get his hat and all of that stuff. That's what he's on his way to doing. That's funny as hell. I said the awards. And bringing that up, just how do you guys feel about the award show being this late in the season? This makes no sense. Now, I'm noticing that it's really, really, really too far back into the season. At this point, I feel like the award show should have gone ahead and happened maybe yesterday. It should kind of still be lingering the thoughts of who's coming into the NBA before the NBA awards are given out. You know what I'm saying? The awards should be given out where we know who won through the regular season. This is the regular season. Everything that's needed to be handled for the regular season is out the way. Now we do the draft. The next week, following week, then becomes free agency. The market is open, and you know what I'm saying? Should go in that order. Now it shouldn't be in this order that it's in. I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. I don't know. How do you guys feel about it? But just keep it a buck when you talk to me, though, man. Talk to me nice. You feel me? The marathon continues, though. The rest of the NBA draft is still going on. Zion shedding those real tears, man. Shout out to the boy. He finally, you know what I'm saying, from the country, from the grit, from the grind. He is now in the NBA. He's a New Orleans Pelican. RJ Barrett giving up those tears to Ja Morant, having a good moment with his dad. It's going down, man. Zion Williamson number one, Ja Morant number two, RJ Barrett number three, DeAndre Hunter number four, Darius Garland number five, Jared Culver number six, Kobe White number seven. You got Jackson Hayes number eight, Rui Hachimura number nine, and Cam Reddish number 10. A lot of freshmen. Got Rui Hachimura, who's not a freshman. You've got Jared Culver, who's not really a freshman, but he's basically a freshman. And you've got Jackson Hayes. Everybody else is freshmen, though, so shout outs to the young guys putting in work, you feel me? Bol Bol is still out there. You feel me? Everybody's still talking about Bol Bol. He's still out there. Taco Fall is still out there. It's going down, man. NBA draft, man. Hall of Fame press badge. I'm still following up on it. So it's a vibe, man. Keep that energy. Keep that same energy, man. When I go in my bag on you, you feel me? Talk to me nice, man. We in the respect. Straight up, man. Hall of Fame press badge is the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. Are you drunk? You don't fuck with Hall of Fame, then you must be drunk. That's it, man. I don't know if I said you dumb or are you drunk. I don't know. Somebody catch me right there, man. Thank you for listening to the show, though. Hit me up on Twitter at Just L. Scott, man. I joined the conversation. I'm on there right now, so we can talk. We can talk it up, man. On the Hardwood Amino app, I am on there at HOF Press Badge. Shout out to the boys. We've been on there chatting live, going back and forth. So talk to me nice or put it in rice, man. Log on to HOFPressBadge.com for the exclusive blog content. If you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride that I'm on my road to 99, like, comment, review, and subscribe. Continue to inspire me to inspire you. Adam Silver, continue to inspire me to inspire you with your presence in the NBA, your willingness to change, your willingness to bring X, Y, and Z to the conversation and bring it to the table with an open mind. So shout outs to the boy. Shout outs to all of the young guys joining your league, man. Peace. pick 11 is in, so I'm going to continue to watch what happens, man. Cameron Johnson from UNC, pick number 11. We're not on ESPN radio yet, none of that good stuff yet, but we're going to be on there soon enough. Ball is life. The draft is still going down. Let's grind, man. As you flee the scene and shake the spot, the shop is closed. Close the door behind you on your way about this joint. It's Fitz. And like that, we go.
Explain what is there.